Vayihi b'shalach hara yasa'om. The Medrash says, Vayihi is a lashon of vay, a crest. And the Medrash declares, who was cresting? Vay. So there's a pshat Moshe Rabbeinu, and there's a pshat that's going on Paro. Why is Paro cresting, and why is Moshe Rabbeinu cresting? The Chidot says, Vayihi b'shalach means, the Emes Yidden was supposed to be in Mayim 430 years. Arbam is Shloshim Shona. Now we know the Koishi Ashibud was only 86 years. They were in Mitzrayim for 210, but the Koishi Ashibud was only 86. And we spoke about this earlier, that 86 is Midas Adin. Elikim is 86. They were supposed to be 5 times 86 in Mitzrayim. 5 times 86 is 430. And they were supposed to be 430 years in Mitzrayim is 5 times Midas Adin. 5 Midas Adin. 5 times 86. They went out Bishalach. Bishalach is 140 with the four letters. It's 344. They went out after only 86 years of Kodesh Yeshiva. Kois is Gematria 86. That's why we drink 4 Kois. We only were in Mitzrayim. 1 Kois. 1 Kois of 86 we were in Mitzrayim. 4 Kois we went out. Pari is pressing. Vai Bishalach. They're going out 344 years earlier than they're supposed to. Moshe was also cresting because the Bavli went out earlier, we had to go back into Golis again. If the Yidden would have been able to be in Mitzrayim the entire 430 years, there wouldn't have been a Tzairach to go into Golis a second time. But because the Shalach, we had no choice, they were going to fall into the Nun Shari Tumah, but they went out that many years earlier. We spoke also in Parshas Mikates already, it says that Yosef made a deal with the Mim, Arbi Yodos goes to Yad Echad, but the Kohanim only Yad Echad. You have to give Arbi Yodis, they can keep. The Pshat is because 4 out of the 5 times that they have to be in Mitzrayim, 4 and they were able to go out. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin about Tzadik Aleph that when Gevir ben Pasisa came and had a debate, because the Mitzrayim came to Alexander Mukhtan, they said they didn't owe us money, they took a rechush, we want the money back. So Gevir ben Pasisa, he says, I'll go have a masumatan with them, and if I lose, though, it's only me. And if I'm going to fair them, so then I was going to fair them. And he comes to them with a taina. We took money from you. What about the fact that Shishim Riboy worked in Mitzrayim for 430 years, so many years of Avdus that they worked 430 years. Shishim Riboy worked. They made the cheshbin that Adarab and the Mitzrayim all didn't even change, and they ran away. Yimichu saw the Sakramim. And Gemara said, get the belt. Gevir ben Pasisa said they were in Mitzrayim for 430 years, and that's how much money they owe. They weren't in Mitzrayim for 430 years. It was much less. So you could say, guys, right, to make the deal, you don't have to get cut on the smaller details. Of the Kenzai Nechadis Pashim, in the Mark of Choshech, the Yidden died, 4/5 of the Yidden died. So the MS, Gevir ben Pasisa said 600,000 times 430. And it's not, it's only 600,000 times 86. 600,000! It's 600,000 times 5, it's 3 million. The numbers are the same. Either you multiply the Shishim Riboy by 5 and you divide the 430 into 86. The numbers are the same. So grab his lashon was Shishim Riboy 430 years. But there was the 4/5 of the Yidden that died in Chashuv that also had worked. That's the cheshbon of the Vayihi B'shalach. The Vaynochem Elikim Derech Eretz Plishtim Ki Karivu. The Sforum explained the Emes, it says Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Torah 50 times, and the Lashon of the Pasuk here also was Vachamushim Ol B'nei Yisrael. The Sfasemes and others from they write Vachamushim is a Lashon of Chamishim. The Yidden didn't have one Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Yidden had 50 Yitzias Mitzrayim. Every level, every darga that they went out is a little bit more of a Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Eberster said, I can't go Derech Esplishtim, Kikarizu, they're going to go back. They're going to go back to Mitzrayim, finish the Yitzhiyah yet. This is a process of 49 days. The Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim is not over yet. And that's the MS why the Mitzrayim were running after them. Because by Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim, it was the Rebbe that took us out. It wasn't with our schus. So we were still attached. Tumah will not run after you if you're not attached to it. If you're having a problem, you're saying, what could I do? The Tumah's running after me. It's because you're attached to the Tumah. They were still attached to Mitzrayim, so Mitzrayim is running after them. By Kriyas Yamsev, when they made that jump, it's Ru'u Adilatata, their own initiative. Then it's over. Then it's Taka over. But originally, at this stage of the Yitzias Mitzrayim, It's Vayihi B'Shalach Pari, Kilu Pari is sending them out. There's still an attachment. There's still a chibra to Mitzrayim. Still a chibra to Mitzrayim. So it's not an Eitzah. The Zohar writes that it says Vachamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael Me'aretz Mitzrayim. It's a lashon of Chamishim. Yitzias Mitzrayim from the beginning of Briyas HaOlam was 50 Yoivlos. 50 Yoivlos.
Wait, 50 times 50?
50 times 50. And the problem is, and that's what's the Chamushim, it's the 50th Yoivl they went out. The Yoivl you go out free, it was the 50th Yoivl. Promise 50 times 50, 2500. Yitzias Mitzrayim was in the year 2448. 50 years later. So Rabbi Shapira Milblin, in his Chuvas Ora Meir, he says, Pshat. He says there's a machloikis Rav Yehuda and Tanakama, machloikis Tanoim, if Yoivul is every 50 years, or Yoivul every 49 years. Rav Yehuda holds that the year of Yoivul is already year number one of the next cycle. Machloikis, if the minion of Yoivul is Oyvul a minion or not. Rav Yehuda holds that the year of Yoivul is Oyvul a minion, technically is every 49 years, not every 50 years. 49 year cycles, it comes out perfect. It was Yitzias Mitzrayim was after 50 years, 50 cycles of 49. He adds, there's another Indian, it says Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter at 120. Moshe Rabbeinu is a microcosm of the whole world. 120 years, the world is 6,000 years. The world is Shisha Alofim. 120 Yoivos. Moshe Rabbeinu lived 120 years. Every year of Moshe Rabbeinu's life is connected to Yoivos. There's 50 Yoivos in 6,000. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was 120. So Rav Meir Shapira, he brings Meiridik, there's a medrash that says Moshe Rabbeinu was asking that he shouldn't be able to go into Eretz Yisrael, he should live longer. According to one version of the medrash, he asked, let me live another 2 years. That's what he asked for. 2 years! What's 2 years? Zok Rav Meir Shapira, because if Yoivul is 50 years, so then there's 120 Yoivuls in 6,000. But according to the Shita, and that's how Yitzhak Mitzrayim works out, that Yoivul has 49 years, so there's 122 Yoivuls in 6,000 years. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, I'm going like Rav Yehuda, I want another 2 years. He wants the other 2 years, the cheshbon of the Yoivos. There's another pshat that Vachamushim Olu B'nei Yisrael is a lashon of Simcha. The same letters in Chamushim is Simcha. The koyach for a person to have a Yitzias Mitzrayim has to be with Simcha. A person is depressed and if he claps himself about his matzah, if he's takah, sometimes he's talking a matzah, but it has to always be the simcha. Not a hoilus, but give us the simcha. The koyach of simcha is what's going to say. Vachamushim, the Rashi says, mizuyonim, avada. But what's the klizayin? The klizayin is simcha. That's to bring a person out. A person's shori ba'atzvus. It's not an avera kandana, but it brings to all the eretz out there. The simcha is what's the klizayin to go out. The Vogelreich, it says the person has to be one of the four things. Rabbi Ben Taima, the Torah brings it down into an aleph, it's a medrash. Kal Kanesha. The person has to be Kal Kanesha. It's avoid this Hashem. Rabbi Volvi says you're demanding of a person to be like a Nesha, an eagle. He has wings. What's built from the mensch? Because that person has wings. Simcha. Both. Simcha is the klizayin for being able to be menatzerich. He took the Atmos Yosef. Moshe Rabbeinu is Das. Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah. But he needs to take Atmos Yosef. Yosef is Kedusha, Tahara, Yisoy. It doesn't go. If a person thinks it's not going to go without the Midah of Yosef. Moshe, Torah, how is it going to work? He has to take Atmos Yosef Imoy. Then it's going to be able to be a person's Koyach to be able to be Menatzeich. Vayikach Moshe Atmos Yosef Imoy ki Hashbeya Hashbiya Bnei Yisrael. Double lashon Hashbeya Hashbiya. There's a shtickle of pilpul in the Parshas Yosef. He brings a mice like this. This is in this week's Daf Yomi. The Gemara says that when an isha wants to get the ksuba from him, they used to make a shvua, but then they realize that she's going to swear falsely. She thinks she deserves the money. She's helping the assignment, so they made a takana that she shouldn't make a shvua. She should make a neder. And she should say, if it's true that I got the money, I'm offering all Perish of Olam. And then, for the rest of her life, she's going to be awesome. So Tosfos Ben Ezra asks over there, Taisa Betam asks, you know, the Gemara says she'll go to Hafaras Nadarim afterwards. Maybe she'll go to Hataras Nadarim. So Taisa says he has an eitzah. Tell her to make the neder on a specific kikar and have her eat it right there in front of her. She should say, if I took the money, kikar is offered to me. And then make her eat it on the spot. Can't do Hataras Chacham anymore if the thing is not in the world. That's a foolproof plan. Not to say I'm asking all fruits in the world, because then there's still that min is still in the world. After a specific kikar, that's a foolproof plan. Shrekta Chatham Soifer, she's an oibah chacham, is the way out. Remember, the net that you can't matter it unless because there's nothing left in the world. Before she goes to the bed, then she should asser two kikars. She should say, I'm assering two kikars. The one that's here in my house that I'm keeping here, and the one that the bezin's going to give me. She goes to the bezin. They make her make the nether for the protocol she makes there. That nether is not chal. She already assered it. And even though she eats it on the spot, there's still that other kikar in the house still. She can still go to the chacham and make the nether. How do you know she didn't do this plan? So, it's a whole purple, that's really the sugi over there. But the paradis Yosef, he brings that stuff out of there. Yosef is making the brother swear he's going to take the atzmas Yosef imoy. Maybe they're going to back out of the shvur. So he framed them with a vaza. Do it, I'll tie you, asking the kikar. And he did with Toysa's plan, have them eat the kikar right then. But maybe they did the chasam soifer's shtick. So he made them make another shvur that they didn't do that. So ki ashbeya hishviya, he was mashbiya them twice. That's a double loss. That he was mashbiya them also, that in this gemach the chasam soifer's plan. Yeah, there's a big arichas on that, that's for the. State the Hemshech that the Yidden are going and they have an Amun Ha'esh and an Amun Onon. I saw in the Yelos HaShachar it brings, it's possible there was no Ben HaShmoshes in the Midbar when the Yidden are going in the Midbar. 40 years in the Midbar, they have Amun and Amun Onon. Ben HaShmoshes is this in between period where there's a cycle, the sun, how it goes. There's an in between period, it's a Sofik. Sofik Yom, Sofik Lion. But if it was precision over here with the Amud Esh and the Amud Onan, a Chlofas Mishmoris says it's possible there was no Ben HaShmoshes. The Amud Esh and the Amud Onan came when it was night and day in the world, but in the Midbar. But it wasn't, they weren't Tachas the Mazolis then. He says, Ulai, maybe there wasn't Ben HaShmoshes. Now this is a Shaila. Ben HaShmoshes is a Sofik. Or there's a Metzi. Metzi is a Ben HaShmoshes. He's never gone, there was no Ben HaShmoshes in the Midbar. I remember this like yesterday. I had this chus of learning Asher Chavrusa for a few years, and many times a Rufol Deichat Tzad of a Kaddish Lebracha would come over, and there would be a Mulchama, Mamash Mulchama. And the first time, Mamash, I just started learning Chavrusa, there's a Rashi in Pesachim that I still give over there about what's the Gedder of Ben HaShmoshes. Whether it's a Metzias Bifnei Atmoy or it's just because of the Sufik, more details to it. But this is just to give in my first glimpse, the Dugma. When Angev learned Chavrusa came, the Rosh Shiva came, Rufol. And it was mamish. It wasn't Ben HaShmoshes. It was mamish fight. Mamish Mulchamta Shel Torah on Ben HaShmoshes. Kapanim over here. He says Midbar there wasn't. The pasuk says though LaYomish Amud HaOnan Yoyma VaAmud HaEish Laila, that it was precision. The Gemara brings in Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel. The bittul de Rabbi Yosef was ma'achar and she was very late. So he told her she shouldn't like late. Because l'yomesh amada onan v'amada esh. So she says, okay, I like very early. So v'la akduma, she said, okay, I like extra early. He told her, amala hustaba, that's also not. Uvan, shelo yakdim v'shelo ya'achar. So there's a machlekes v'shoinim that's talking about there was Shabbos over there, the other Rishon learns going on in Hanukkah. Of which they thought there's a bazundu in to like exactly, lo yakdim v'lo ya'achar. Shaili is frektoisis. You're allowed to make an early Shabbos. There's an Indian, you can be Makabal Shabbos early. So the Rishayim explain, it means you shouldn't light before you Makabal. If you want to be Makabal Shabbos early, you Makabal Shabbos early. But if you want to not be Makabal Shabbos early, but you want to light, that you shouldn't do. You shouldn't light early before you Makabal Shabbos. If you're accepting on yourself to be Makabal Shabbos at that early time, then yeah. The Shaila is. And the Gemara learns it out because the Amuna Esh and the Amuna Anam, that it was precision. The Shaila is, the Bahag holds. The Bahag holds that lighting candles itself is a kabbalah. It's machlokes mishoinim, but the Bahag shikas mochaber brings an erasure that the hadlaka is. That's why it's not kosher if Isha should light, and then she should be able to take a taxi to the kaisel somewhere else. Right? If it's already, can you make a tanai? Or if mamish, it's like the Bahag gets rigid. If you lit, that's the kabbalah. What does it mean you shouldn't light when it's early? Whenever you light, and the Rishon is saying when it's not a kabbalah, like the Bahag is always a kabbalah. So the truth is, the Bahag Lashitas is the Gemara there is going on Ner Chanuk, not on Ner Shabbos. Lashitas, in fact, it wouldn't be Megillah. Kenzan, it's also what's going before Plag. Mishavur talks about it, the Paiskim. You can't light before Plag. Now he's going to wake up Friday morning, he says, I'm lighting a candle. Look, Kabbat Shabbos. A big candle that has 20 hours worth of Shemen, and he's lighting it early in the morning, before Plag, look, Kabbat Shabbos. As fast as you can. That's more than Loyatin, that's not his man Bechlal. Now it's interesting, the Lashon is Loyatin v'lo Yacher. What does it mean, Loyacher? So if it's on Chanukah, saying that's like Chanukah candlely. What can mean in Loyakta Loyacher? There's a very mechudistic pshat in the Teretz Mima. He says the pshat, what do you mean Loyakta Loyacher? You can't light candles after that. He says Loyakta Loyacher. Why not Yakim? 3 o'clock in the afternoon, let me light a large candle. I'm doing it for Kabbat Shabbos. Teretz says, no, we want it to be nicker that you're doing it for Shabbos. Even if you say the pebble, I'm doing it for Kabbat Shabbos, that doesn't count. You have it? When it's nicker, that it's for Shabbos. He says, what about Faker? Let's say you have a candle that can last 35 hours. And it's going to last way past Moitzah Shabbos. He said, that also you shouldn't do. Because Viking, it's not Nikki, you did it for Shabbos. You can have a candle that went through the entire Me'ez L'Ez for 25 hours. Oh, below Yachtim? Below Yachtim. Don't make the candle so large that it goes way beyond Zizman. This is a time to the Achtel Yach. Shvetim. Below Yachtim, below Yachtim. Come on, let's get out from the Amud Onam. The emphasis is there's a lot of Shabbos Bikasugis in Parshas B'Shalach. You have here the Nair, the Gemara Lanzah from the Amura Onon and Mareish. You have by the Mon, you have Vahoye Vayem Ashishu Vayichinu. Sudas Shabbos, Gimel Sudas, Sholish Sudas is learned out. Ichlu Hayoyim, it says in the Pasuk Sholish Pa'amin. Tchumin, later on the Parshas taking out the going out of the Tchum. Asach Sugis. Asach Shabbos Bikasugis. So Mitzrayim is running after them, saying, "Vayikach sheish meis rechev bachur." The Maamshif, in the end of Masech Techulin, he writes, "Vayikach sheish meis rechev." If you take 6 out of the word rechev, it's 222. If you take 6 out of the word rechev, so you're left with bachur. Vayikach sheish meis rechev. You take 6. Out of 222, you're left with the Gemara Aremes. What's Shteita? Bachur is 216. We know Rashi brings in Sukkah, Dachman Hey, where they say in the Beis Hamikdash, Ani Vahoy, Hoshia No, Rashi says, Ani and Vahoy, those two names are names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rashi brings because the Emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has 72 letter names. He has also a 42 letter name, a 72 letter name. But he has 72 three-letter names. And we're as the makar for these 72 shemos. There's 3 psukim over here. Vayisa, Dovay Vayet, psukim, Yutes, Chof, and Chavalef, Kapit, Perik, Yudalev, Vayisa, Malach, Olikim, Vayobi, Ben Machane, and Vayet, Moshe, Yodoy, Vayisa, Vayobi, Vayet, Vayobi, you have to do it backwards, though, Vayisa, frontwards, Vayobi, backwards, and then Vayet again, frontwards. You line them up. There are 72 letters in all 3 of those psukim. Those are the 72 three-letter names. He brings it there in Sukkah, Lagab Enivar. All 3 Sukkah together is 216. 216 is Gevurah. See, Chesed is 72. But all 3 together, that's Gevurah. And that's what happened to me by Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf was a Gevaldik and Nath and a Yeshua and Atzalah for Klal Yisrael. But we know Rasa Shivcha Alayam, Ashalei Rasa Yecheskel, and the Pshat is, because the Emet, what happened to Yamsuf was a Gevaldik and Giloy of Kvoy Da Yisbarach. Memela, that was the Hatzolah. It's not a Zaita Gedito, there's a rather Hatzolah Kla Yisrael going on over here. And secondly, also, there was Gevaldik Hashroes Hashina. That was Hatzolah. The Rabbeinu Shlom, they did a Sulutata, they did their Sadas, they jumped into the Yam. But what the Abishta did was, his Galus, of all of his Shemers. That's why Vayisa Vayav Aviyat, Vayisa Vayav Aviyat itself adds up to 218. Yeah, Shema Vaya. That's the Giloy of the Rabbeinu Shlom, and that was the oifn of Hatzolah of Kriyas Yamsuf. The pasuk says, "Vayoysha Hashem b'yoyim hahu, Vayoysha Hashem b'yoyim hahu es Yisrael miyad Mitzrayim." That's on Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf was part of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Yeshua from Mitzrayim happened on Kriyas Yamsuf. On one hand, the Bible says Ikri Yitzias Mitzrayim was on Leil Tesvot. Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf is a process. We discussed in the beginning that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they were still attached. That's why Mitzrayim was still able to run after them, because they were still attached. They wouldn't be attached, Mitzrayim wouldn't run after them. There was a chibur still. By Kriyas Yamsuf, it was totally cut off. But there's a chakira. Is Kriyas Yamsuf part of Yitzias Mitzrayim, or is Kriyas Yamsuf a Mitzias Bifnei Atzmoy? You have a lashon of the pasuk here, Vayoyish Hashem, Vayoyim Ahu. Lashon of the pasuk. You have also a beer. The Yidden ran away. Evet Shebarach. Evet Shebarach, you can steal the Odin to take out. But by Misa Sa'odin, then the Evet Shebarach goes after. The Yidden maybe were Barach already on Leil Tesvov, but the Odin didn't die. When the Mitzrayim died in the Yamsuf, that's Misa Sa'odin. That's the finale. That's another why Taka ends, the Yitzias Mitzrayim ends there. There's an interesting Maisa, the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Kriyas Shema and Siman Sayin, he brings, we know there's a mitzvah essay d'oraisa, not of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach, but there's a mitzvah essay d'oraisa to be mazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim every single day by Yoyim Uvalayim. Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. We are Yoyim, when we say Kriyas Shema, we say the parasha of Yoyimer, we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Birchas Kriyas Shema. But that's what we do, that's the Seder of our Tefillah, the Sipri, it's a mitzvah essay d'oraisa. Zot the Magen Avraham, Nira Loimar, if a person says, Oz Yoshir, he's also Yoytze the Mitzvah of Zechir Sitzias. For whatever reason, I guess he didn't say Kriyashma, I'm not sure. Of Olamaisha, a person says, Oz Yoshir, that's also a Kiyam of the Mitzvah of Zechir Sitzias Mitzrayim. Now, in Oz Yoshir, it doesn't say Mitzrayim. It says Kriyas Yamsuf. And I know there are those that say that the Magen Avraham specifically means you say Oz Yoshir. If you stammer, you mentioned Kriyas Yamsuf, he wasn't saying Yoytz. The word, when you say Oz Yoshir, in Oz Yoshir you're saying the Shira that the Yidden said when they went out. So that's telling you to the Yitzias Mitzrayim. But stammer, if you would abstractly mention a few words about Kriyas Yamsuf, say maybe not. The Magen Avraham, the Diktuk says Oz Yoshir. It's a chiddush though. Others will know Kriyas Yamsuf. To do with the Machloekis though, the Magen Avraham, the Chassam Sofer and Rabbi Kveger argue Shark and the Magen Avraham. Then it's an hour Shulchan Aruch. We have in the larger Shulchan Aruchs already. The Shulchan Aruch started as a small sefer. It looked like a Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. Then there was the Magom, the Taz, and later the other Gedolei Acharon that wrote Pirushim on it. The Chaya Odom said he wrote in the Hagdom, and he calls his sefer Chaya Odom. He doesn't want anyone to write a Kitzer Chaya Odom. Akoponim, the Chassam Sofer and the Rabbi Kiveger in the Hagoyis on Shulchan Aruch, they argue on the Magen Avraham. And it's interesting, Rabbi Kiveger over there quotes his son, sorry, the Chassam Sofer Ki Yadua, his second wife, and the Zivik Sheni, the Chassam Sofer was an Edom of Rabbi Kiveger. And Rabbi Kiveger quotes the Chassam Sofer, but he doesn't quote the Chassam Sofer from Hagoyis Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Kiveger Shulchan Aruch didn't have Hagoyis Chassam Sofer. He quotes the Chassam Sofer from a different Sefer, from Sefer Yama Talmud, he says. He quotes the Chassam Sofer, but the Chassam Sofer and Rabbi Kiveger both argue very stark in the Magen Avraham. They have a few times, but the Ikar I want to tell on, they kind of, the mitzvah is the mitzvah, yes, Mitzrayim! Makas Bechoyris, Yitzias Mitzrayim. You know, Yosher, it doesn't say anything about Makas Bechoyris. It doesn't say anything about it, the Etzim Yitzias Mitzrayim. And therefore they say, you're not Yoytz, Mitzvah of Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim, is to mention Davka Yitzias Mitzrayim. So I was clearing, it's a Chiddush, but maybe this Machloitis, Magen Avraham and Rabbi Kiveger, maybe you're ready to earlier Machloitis. And I want to give a Hagdama. There's a Derech HaLimud from the Parashas Drachim. The Parashas Drachim has a Chakira. If the Yidden have a din of a Goy, a Benoya, if the Ovis and the Shvat before Matan Torah, they have a din of a Benoya or a din of Yisro. He calls it as a Chakira. And he goes up to Shtikl Torah in the Parashas Drachim. First he says it's a Machloikis Achroinim, and he brings Kam Achroinim both ways. Then he says it's a Machloikis Rishoinim, and he brings Gemoris and Tanoim, and he builds it up. And in the end, it turns out, we discussed this in Sefer Bereishis many times, it's a Machloikis Yosef and the brothers. The brothers and Yosef were Guba having this Machloikis. If they have a din of a Benoyach, that was an Achmina there by the Eidim and Achai, and all the different Vikuchim between Yosef and the brothers. is this shaila, if he didn't have a din of a benoya or a bistro. Is the emes is, the lashon of the medrash is, the precious brachim brings it. The medrash says that the yidden wanted to, the yam wanted to destroy the yidden. And the lashon of the medrash is, Hashem answers back to the yam. That's what Hashem answers back to the yam. What are you making? Shoita. Oinus. Shoigid. He says, what's the lashon of shoita? Say, you hold that the yidden were oinus. He says, no. He says, because the emes, the yidden was shoigig, and it's a yid is potter by shoigig, but he's chay by oinus. It's mysterious nefesh. What he deserve? A goy fakert by oinus doesn't have chay mysterious nefesh, but he doesn't have the torah shoigig. The yam wanted to say, let's be machmor on the yidden anyways, because in this chakir of the precious drachem, we'll go the chumra both ways, that they're also a benoyach and also a yisro. Can't use not the torah oinus and not the torah shoigig. Hashem tells him, Shoita! The Gemara says, someone that does the chumras both ways, that's a Shoita. Shoita! Klumat Adon, Shoita Kemeges, and Oinus Karatim, that's already a Yisrael. Treat them like a Benoyah, and they have a Ptur Oinus, or treat them like a Yisrael, they have a Ptur Shoita. You can't do it both ways. That's part of that big Arichas in the Prashas Drachim. But in this Derech Halima, that you could have a Machloikis Achas, it's really a Machloikis, the Shvatim. So I want to suggest, it's a Chiddush, little Puma, we have a Machloikis Magen Avraham and Rabbi Kemeges. And the Chazam Sofer, if Kriyas Yamsuf is part of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Rav says if you mention Oz Yosher, that's also called mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rabbi Kveger says no. So I'm clarifying, ready? This Machlokes is much earlier. It says that the Rabbi Shlomo told Moshe, please tell the Yidden to take the Biza when they're leaving Mitzrayim. Why? Shalayoyim Aroysay Tzadik Va'avodin Ve'inu Aysim Kiyamta Behem Va'achre Ken Yeter B'Chushgod Le'Kiyamta Behem. Hashem tells Moshe, please Yidden to take the Biza from Mitzrayim. Because otherwise Avraham Avinu is going to complain. So Hashem is telling him because Avraham with a time. What are you threat to going? Why did Hashem have to do it? Because Avraham is going to come with a time. Hashem promised them a Ruchosh Gadol. Avort is Avort. Hashem said, V'achar ken yetzir Ruchosh Gadol. So he has to take the Biza. He has to give them Biza because he promised. Not because Avraham is going to complain. So there's many pshatim. It's up to going. The emes is, besides the biza in Mitzrayim, there was also biza in the yam. There was also biza in the yam. So, mazr like this. This is what the going doesn't say. We mazr like this. The Rabban Shloilam holds like the Magen Avraham. That Kriyas Yamsuf is also Yitzias Mitzrayim. And it's not necessary for the Yidden to take biza when they're leaving Mitzrayim, because suffice it to be that they'll take biza by Kriyas Yamsuf, and that's the kiyum of Hashem Havtocha. V'achre ken Yesu Gadol, the Yitzir, by Kriyas Yamsuf, will be the Ruchosh Gadol. Avraham Avinu is going to come in Taina, Chavir Kveger, in a some cipher, that the Yitzir is only B'shach the Yitzir Alei. So Hashem says, Shalayoyim Aroysay Tzadik, you have to give them Biza by the Yam also, because that's a Chosh Zayin for the Shita of the Rabbi Kveger and the Chesam Soif. That's it. Little Pula came in Zog and Epshir Hashem. It says, the Hemshech HaParsha, they came to Morov. They came tomorrow by Yoreu Hashem ate by Yashlech El Amoyim by Yimtiku Amoyim. The Mayim was bitter, so he threw an eight. And there's a steer in the Midrash on what this eight was, whether it was an eight Zayis or an Arava or Goyfer, different Shatim. The Zohar says in Parshas Nosa, the Zohar says that this eight Hashem put a Shem Hashem on it, and it was like Mei Soita. You know, by a Soita you're supposed to bring to Mei Hamorim, and that's Boidik then. It says that there was a kitrig. The Mitzrayim were saying the kitrig yidden. That really they're not yidden. It's all from Znus. The Mitzrayim were coming to say and being more kitrig that this am that you say really they were mezanim Mitzrayim, and it's really all bnei Mitzrayim. It's bnei Znunim. They don't deserve. They're not bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov b'chla. So the Ebrei says we'll give them the test of mei soit, the mei morim. Took an eight in the mei soit. You put a clap here. It's a little large. But you put the Shem Hashem. You moishik the Shem Hashem on this eight. And that was the bedikas hamayim. And then they were shoyster from the mind. That was the bedika. But the mind is a pshat. A mayim el toira. And some person comes and he complains that it's not sweet. So gave them on shver. It's bitter. It's hard. He'd rather be playing Scrabble. He'd rather be doing something else. It's a gate demish. Vayirei Hashem eats. Hashem gives an eitzah. Vayashleich el hamayim. Jump into the water. Don't put your big toe in and see if it's getting cold. If it's not, you're getting used to it. Spring up the basin, Gansen. You're going step by step as Vetnish game. I spoke the other week. Bichipazim. The Tchila is Bichipazim. Afterwards, go slow. Oh, but the Tchila is Bichipazim. Vayashlech el amayim. Vayimtiku amayim. If a person is taking mashlech himself into the mayim, then the mayim becomes muslik. It says Torah is musik mitvash. Torah is musik mitvash. What's that musik mitvash? More than dvash? Because halacha by dvash, if a part of a bee, a dvoira, falls into dvash, the dvash has valdit a koyach that it's mahapich. It turns the chelik of the dvoira into dvash. And it's mutter to eat. A dvash is a dvoira is shrotzen. It's cool like dvash. But we show that's only if a part of the dvoira falls in. The ganze dvoira, a barrier. The barrier falls into the dvash. The dvash is not koyach to be mahapach the ganze dvoira into the dvash. Or the Torah is not dvash. Torah can spring in the ganze gufarayim. Mit the blot, with the ganze ramachivor. Arayim in the dvash, mosik mit dvash, it's mahapach it. It's also mosik mit dvash, because dvash, the pasuk says in Mishle, you eat too much, comes mos. Dvash ochel dayeko, it becomes mos. Torah is mosik mit dvash. The harav no, we ask. We want the Torah to be sweet. Vayashlech el amayim. It's not my art bechlal to redden over. I had the schus of knowing my Reino Agoyin Rebbe before, learning with him, speaking with him many times. We had Kroyi Mishpacha. He was an enikel of the Slava Mislabotka and an enikel of the Slava Minavardik. Veda. This gewaldic balance of both. That's mir. That's mir. My friend, Sastira, Vishnim, the Slavot, and Avarim, Pumfaket, that's mir. It was very obvious by Rebbe Fall that he had a Gevaldika Shuka and a Bikush for the Emes in Torah. Already in the 1980s, he was using a computer. Because Pashat, it was a way of processing more information. He was a tremendous Eloi Goyim and a tremendous Masmid. But if you want to know Pshachna, maybe there's a Tshuvas Rashba somewhere else, maybe there's a Diak somewhere in a Rashba in a different Masechta. He wanted to know what the full heck is. If the computer is going to get him to be able to find more Mara Makoimis, to boyish the Emes of Pshat. So it was necessary. He was a Talmud of his father, probably the Talmud Muvik of his father, a great of Chaim, whose Koichai was in the Hekis. And he said a shekloli, but when he said a shekloli, the matara wasn't the shekloli, the hainu. He wanted to know Pshat and the Rashi. If after the shekloli, a young bacher would come and ask a question, right away he would pull out the pen and the paper, after it goes to the computer, but first write it down, bima'ayin, maybe he's going to change the pshat. It's no chilek already, I remember the shekloli or the father shekloli, something. He wants to know Pshat and the Rashi. Because it's Dvar Hashem. Because he learned Torah Lishma. He learned Torah Lishma. Torah Lishem Torah. Mutter no Pshat. He had a Gevaldike Chain and a Gevaldike Anova, and Emes also was a Stira, because he would be able to be very, very sharp and Choreth in his Melchamtish Torah. He would bring down Bekovet Haroi, his brother in law, Gain Rav Nochem, and then argue on it with 70 kashas and say the mouth. It's Mistoma that the Anova and the Chain and the Ne'imus, that's from Torah Lishma. That's already the same set in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Kol aloy mitorah Lishma, zoich ledvarim harbe, nikrareya va'ov, ma'bashte Anova v'yira, machsharti liestadik v'chosid yosher." All these milos that he had. The vart is Torah Lishma. Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz writes that the Shasa Ptira, it's a Yecholus, a Zman, that a person could be Koine and get a Shaychus to the Milo of the Nifter. Talking about someone who's based on the Shlish, the Revia, the Asiris, to a Chelik of it. to a shaykh. It's mishtam of a klal Yisrael, but Abad, someone's meisha shaykh to the yeshiva, it makes him more of a shaykh, that he has an epsharis to actually be koina, an akuda, a maila. Talk about hasmada, but the nekuda is not the hasmada. The proba for the hasmada, the proba for the hasmada is the ratzon ad to know dvar Hashem. Should be zoicha to be loymed midrachav, and Shiva should be mamshach.